right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Adam Kroll was on with us about an hour ago or so, and he's been the victim, too, of these cheap tickets you get in Los Angeles. Have you gotten one of these cheap tickets in the last couple weeks, last couple months, you want to blast away at the cops? Perhaps you were going 41 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. Maybe you had you were on a bicycle and you blew through a stop sign. Or maybe you were drunk on a bike. Okay, gave you a cop. We had a guy call us up once. It's about 3 or 4 months ago, who was drunk while riding on a horse and got a ticket. Jesus Christ, man! If you got a ticket for going 71 on the freeway, maybe your lights weren't on at dusk, and the cop thought that your headlights should be on, and the sun had just gone down, he gave you a ticket for that. Or maybe your blinker light is out, and you got a ticket for that as well. The really cheap tickets. I'm not talking about getting a ticket for going 110 miles on the freeway. You know, the guys at that point, they've got a point. You know, you're going 110 miles an hour in a school zone. Yeah, maybe you should slow it down. But if you got like a real cheap ticket, like I did for a U-turn, and you want to blast away at these cops, here are the phone numbers: 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. As Corolla says, man, we got to take the streets back from these guys. These cops are giving these cheap-ass tickets. I understand that California is in a budget crunch. I understand they're at a $15 to $17 billion deficit. Then, you know, maybe raise the taxes a penny, but go about it different ways rather than, you know, pulling over innocent people for really ticky-tack crap, because it's annoying as hell, and it turns guys like me, who used to be big defenders of the cops, into real bitter radio personalities. All right. So if you got a bad ticket, you're going 25 miles an hour in a 15-mile-an-hour zone, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Also, if you got a jaywalking ticket, too, that's ridiculous. All right. Don't forget about the Big Commerce Casino event. It's going on August 28th, which is a week from yesterday. It's next Thursday. And you got to sign up. I believe tonight is the last night to sign up. I'm not sure about that, but it sounds right. So go to our website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com, and sign up. And if you get selected, you're going to be playing poker for free. You're going to be eating for free. They got the greatest food down there at the Commerce Casino. And you could win a share of the $6,000 worth of prizes they're giving out. So it's always a great night. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to remember it for a long, long time. We still have people coming up and telling us how great those nights are. And we get that from listeners who haven't been there in years. You know, maybe they went to one 7 or 8 years ago. They still
are
talk
you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Dougie. Talk about how great it was. It's always a great night. Commerce Casino off the 5 freeway, south of the 710, north of the 605. And we'll see you there next Thursday. All right, last night we talked about this on the air, and if you missed it, for some reason, you missed the show last night, Randy Wang got really high on Wednesday night, right? Was it Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Went home, drank some crazy water, smoked a bowl. You had just one bowl or joined?
I only had one bowl of Afghani Kush.
Wow, look at you, man. And you're not a light guy.
No, usually it takes about 3 or 4 to get me really going. And this was just one bowl combined with the crazy alkaline water that Llama gave us.
Right. Off to the races.
I was off to the races.
And he did a YouTube video that you got to see. Go to YouTube and look up Randy Wang. Put that in the little search box there. Randy Wang. And you're going to laugh your ass off, man. This is a really disturbing video, but he is very committed to singing this song. He sneezes halfway through it and then continues. It's a really great video. My wife saw it and she was cracking up. She thought it was hysterical. Yet she also said there's something disturbing about it. So, Randy Wang under YouTube. All right, you got one of these cheap tickets. Anthony and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tim, how's
hey,
it going? I'm on
right.
A cellular phone traveling. Yes,
no,
I'd say definitely stay away from Torrance. To me, that's going to be the same thing as Burbank, Santa Monica. Torrance is going to be the next big one.
Right.
Two of them within 1 month. Motorcycle cop on each one.
What were you doing?
Just a free-rolling right turn.
Right.
Okay. And actually, my insurance card to go on top of that I won't give my profession. It is professional. My insurance card has my name on it for insurance, you know, and right. another party, and basically shoved it in my face and says, you need to get insurance under your own name.
Are you
and
kidding
instead
me?
Of me? No, no, I'm not kidding you. I'm going to court on it the 28th. Mm. So, yeah, I'd say definitely stay away from Torrance.
But right, are you going to court to fight this ticket?
Yes, yeah. Man. Only because I'm on number four,
right.
and I do a lot of driving in my profession. But my thing is, if I make the money, I just pay it. I don't have time for little chicken crap like that.
Right, it is annoying.
You know, it's annoying. You know, I pay people to sit and do traffic school here right. lately.
Hey, I got a tip for you. I'm not going to say this is going to work, but somebody called us up and said this is the way to roll.
I heard that one. I heard it. I listen to you guys every night.
Will you overpay the ticket?
No. Where you keep canceling out the court?
No. Here's
what
you
extended 30 days.
Nah. Here's what somebody called up and told us what to do.
All right.
How much was your ticket?
I don't even know what it is yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Mine was $159. Let's say yours is $159.
Okay.
You write him a check for $165.
All right.
They send you back a check for $6.
All right. I don't believe it. Okay.
All right. I don't believe it either, but I'm going to tell you that this guy, we've had a couple of calls that said they've had success with this. You never cash that check they send you. That keeps it open, and they don't send the report to the DMV.
I do find that hard to believe.
I do, too.
I know any money you give them, they'll keep. I've already been on that route, basically.
It does suck. You know, it makes you want to move out of Torrance or out of, Burbank.
You know, I work everywhere. I work in every city here in Southern California every day. Every day is a different day. I listen to you every night.
Thank you, sir.
I'm all over the place. I just came from Beverly Hills. Yeah. And it just doesn't matter anymore where, but you're exactly right. I've got 10 more years, and I'm out of here. I always thought I would retire here. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised here. I'm ready to leave here.
I was born and raised here as well. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. Yeah, I was born and raised here as well. I've been living in Los Angeles or in Southern California for 44 years, and it's with the taxes and then these ticky-tack tickets that the cops give you. They just torture. They torture the people who are law-abiding citizens who are paying taxes and paying for them, paying for their jobs. I mean, we actually, the cops are being paid for by us. Every time, you pay your taxes, you're paying for the cops. When you have more than, the allotted trash cans, that money all goes to the cops. And I understand that you got to, pull somebody over eventually for drunk driving or going 110 miles an hour on the freeway. I get that. But to pull a guy over, for one of those rolling stops. I mean, Christ almighty. The object of the cops is to serve and protect. I don't know who they're serving and I don't know who they're protecting when they give you a ticket for that. Mike in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Dude, I got a ticket for jaywalking at 2:30 in the morning coming from a strip club.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was like $230 or something.
Wow. What strip club?
Valley Ball, crossing Sepulveda.
Oh, I see.
Check it out. That night, this dude went crazy. His girlfriend was a stripper. He went crazy in, like, a catering van.
Right.
And started hitting all the cars in the parking, trying to get his girlfriend out. Went on a high-speed chase on the 118, went backwards and ran into the cop car and put two cops in the hospital.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I was there that night.
Yeah.
Got a ticket.
That's a real tight parking lot to get in and out of there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that I know, but yeah. All right, buddy, that's terrible. A jaywalking ticket at 2:30 a.m. How many people are on Sepulveda at 2:30 a.m.? Sepulveda and Roscoe out there at 2:30 a.m. It's unreal. Let's talk to Eric on the 5 freeway. You're on 97.1.
All right, so on Monday I get pulled over for tinted windows. It starts in May. I got pulled over for tinted windows, and then they said that my license was expired, so they impounded my car. Which is understandable, but then I went to the DMV, I got my license. Then on Monday, again, I got pulled over for tinted windows, haven't fixed them yet. They impounded my car, they said I didn't have a license. I showed them the license, they said, yes, this is a license, but I don't know, something's wrong with the DMV. So they impounded my car again. Then
Jesus
on Tuesday,
Christ.
I got pulled over for walking across the street, jaywalking. Both times, full on, like, pockets out, hands on my head, searched.
Are you kidding
Wednesday,
me?
I'm not kidding. Wednesday, nothing. Then Thursday, I get pulled over in my friend's car because his taillights were too dim.
What?
They were on and functioning, but they were too dim.
I've never heard that law before.
Yeah, so he's got to check it. He didn't get a ticket, but he's like, yeah, you might want to check that out. It might be the wattage. But both times, pulled us out of the car.
The wattage.
Pull on, searched, pull out your pockets, the whole thing. And then like a half an hour later on Thursday night, again, I got pulled over for skateboarding behind a grocery store.
Just skateboarding?
Yeah, just skating. And like, he let us go, but again, same thing. Like, made us pull out our pockets, searched us, like, asked us a bunch of questions.
What city is this in?
Fullerton and Chino Hills.
Jesus Christ. Remind me to stay out of there.
But yeah, I'm averaging once a night this week.
Yeah, I'd get to bed early tonight.
Oh, I'm getting home and I'm ordering a pizza and that's it.
Yeah, it's been a bad week. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. The citizens, the good citizens, you law-abiding citizens out there are getting raped by these cops. These cops are killing us. They're giving us these minor tickets. I got one of them a couple months ago, fought it in court, and then this rat, this skunk, lied twice to the judge, and I got nailed for it. And they don't fight these cops in court. They will lie through their teeth. The judge will buy it, and you're going to be out, and you're going to have points on your insurance, on your driving record, and you're going to pay through the nose for insurance. The cops in Southern California are out to rape you. They are going to give you tickets for small crap, and it's going to make your life a miserable living hell. So be careful out there. If you see a cop, pull over. Let him slide by you. But don't take the chance. Don't be one of those guys like, oh, that cop's behind me. He's not going to do anything. They'll pull you over because your brake lights are too dim. Jesus Christ. What country is this we live in? All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say? From under my breath. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak, so won't you be around?
Ooh. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Have you gotten one of these tickets? One of these local law enforcement agencies that give you a ticket for really ticky-tack crap? It's happening to a lot of people here in Southern California because the state of California is broke. So they're going to come out after you and make you pay through the nose. And they're going to give you tickets for crap you thought you've never even heard of before. And we've heard it, you know, time and time again on this show. A guy got pulled over for, you know, drunk driving, not in his car, not on a bike, but on a horse. Unreal. Kevin on the 5 Freeway, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you?
I call them armed revenue generators.
Right.
And remember the back in the 80s, they had those Subaru Brats with the back seat. It was like a pickup truck. In the back, it had two seats flipped around the opposite direction.
Yeah, from what I understand, I remember really unsafe vehicles.
Yeah, well, I yanked those out, and I got pulled over for not having the seats in the back of my Subaru Brat.
Jesus Christ.
Because it turned it into a commercial vehicle as opposed to a passenger vehicle.
Yeah, I always thought that, you know, whoever's sitting in those two seats that are facing backwards and then driving to Vegas, they always had to pretend that they were really casual for the whole drive, you know?
Right.
Nothing casual about being, you know, going 75 miles an hour in a small pickup on the, 15 freeway.
Backwards. Also, right. You cannot make a U-turn in front of a post office.
Is that right?
Yes.
And you knew that because you got a ticket for it?
I got a ticket for that. And I tried a method of getting out of a ticket. It's worked twice now, and I was hoping you would get to that part of the show.
Oh,
where
good.
You,
what do you got?
Explain your... Well, my method was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when the officer gives you the ticket, he gives you a day to show up.
Right.
And typically that date on the ticket is when he spends the day in court going over all his tickets. So what you do is you go in a couple of days before and say you can't make it, and they change the date for you, you know, to something that'll fit your schedule. Sometimes you have to pay a fee to do that.
Well, I know, I know out in Chatsworth, you have to come in 10 days before to make a change.
Yeah. Well, then you change it to a different day. Like if you're supposed to appear on a Wednesday, you change it to like a Friday
right.
or something. And there's a pretty good chance that he doesn't have that day off.
Oh,
to go to
good.
Court.
Right.
And I've done that twice, and it's worked twice.
Yeah,
so.
But you know what? They don't have to have the day off. They can actually, you know, they show up in their uniform sometime.
Right.
They're on
right.
duty.
They all have mustaches when they show up, too. That's what I don't get.
Yeah. You know how I actually avoid doing jury duty is they, you know, they always send you a date where you have to, you know, you have to show up or you have to at least call in for the week. You got to change it and look at the calendar on vacation days, like national holidays.
Yeah.
And make it for a week that has at least one national holiday in it, and you usually never get called.
There you go.
You know, so it's either like Labor Day or Memorial Day or July 4th. Make it for that week, and they usually take the whole week off.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, man. Look at that. Another guy out there getting hassled by the fuzz. Mike in Redlands, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, I got a good story for you. I got a brother about a year ago. He got pulled over on his bike, riding his bike home from the bar. Got a DUI, went to jail.
He went to jail for it?
Yeah, they took him in overnight, like just like you normally would get a DUI. He blew like .19. He was pretty hammered.
Right.
And they took him to jail. He got a DUI and everything, all 9 yards. They go to classes and lost his license.
He lost his license? Yeah. Well, he lost the call. But, yeah, I understand that that happens. If you get a DUI and a bike, you can also go to jail. And God forbid that you have your kid, you know, your son and your daughter on that bike, too. I think that's even a bigger bust. These guys will hassle you, man. They'll try to, get as much money as they can out of you for the smallest crap. You law-abiding citizens shouldn't have to deal with this. You guys are out there paying your taxes. You're putting your kids through school. You're paying for your auto insurance. And then, bang, one of these idiots shows up and hassles you for no effing reason. You know, a small minor infraction that nobody was in jeopardy. And all of a sudden you get a ticket. Perhaps that's your fourth point on your license. Maybe you get your license suspended for a taillight that's out. It's unreal. I can't tell you how infuriating it is. Let's talk to, how about Lauren in San Diego? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You know, I got a ticket. I was in a parking lot of a casino, and I had blue lights underneath it.
Underneath your car?
Yeah, underneath the car. I was in a parking lot. I was actually in the valet. When a cop pulls up behind me, I was already out of my vehicle with my friends, and I was giving the valet guy the ticket and the keys to the car and everything, getting the ticket. And he pulls up and turns on his lights because I had the blue lights underneath the vehicle.
Right.
So he asked me for my license and registration and insurance. So I said, well, I'm on private property. I shouldn't really have to show you that since it is private property and that is a rule. And, you know, it wasn't in California. It's in Nevada, so the rules do differ. But right. I know that it was a law there. And he... You know, he told me I had a cigarette and a lighter in my hand. He told me to come over to the cop car, so I went over there, and he told me to drop my cigarette and my lighter, so I said, okay, and I went to go put it on the ground, like bend over and put it on the ground. Well, he knocked it out of my hand, rustled me up against the car with my arm behind my back, put me in handcuffs, and then escorted me off to jail for it.
Is that right?
That's right. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's not just Southern California, it's everywhere.
You know, I wish that would happen to me sometimes in Vegas. It'd save you some money.
Well, this was actually in Reno, and I had to make, which is a 14-hour drive, you know, from Los Angeles, and I had to make 3 separate trips, one to say I wasn't guilty, one for them to tell me that the cop didn't show up, so they're gonna continue it in 30 days, and one to go there and plead my case while it was dropped.
Mm-hmm. My brother, you got to get a new Thomas guide if you're driving 14 hours to Reno.
I know. Well, I got family up there, so I was actually on vacation when I did that, you know.
Are you driving through Seattle on the way up?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no. I understand the light package underneath the car. Who is that? Do chicks like that?
I suppose.
Yeah.
It was a, you know, it's an import, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the vibe. It looks pretty cool, but I always, I never understood what it was for. Is it for like, it's for to attract chicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or attention, not just necessarily.
Well, usually
plus,
chicks,
but...
right? But I think you end up attracting the chicks that are as bright as mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Because they're being attracted to a blue light.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, buddy. I'm sorry that happened to you, dude.
Not a problem. I got plenty of stories for it.
Yeah. All right, man. We thank you for calling.
All right.
Take care. And Gino, you're a chick in there.
Yes, I am.
Are you attracted to that light package underneath the car?
Not even a little bit.
Not at all.
I think it's so annoying to be driving next to that damn thing. I've never seen one of those cars that was quiet, that there was no noise coming out of, no amazing contemporary R&B coming out of it.
But I always thought that I'm sure that's what it's for, you know, to attract chicks. But the guys think, evidently they think that chicks are just like skeeters. You know, you put a blue light up and they'll run into it.
Well, I think it's kind of like what you said. It's a certain type of lady that likes the light. And you know what? I hope they're very happy together.
All right. Let's take more of your phone calls when we come back. We've got to take a small break. This Michael in Santa Monica got a ticket for riding a bicycle on a sidewalk. Oh, man. It is time to get on the Mayflower. The Mayflower? And find a new country. This country is not what it was 30 or 40 years ago. All right. We got to take a break here. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Have you gotten effed by the cops on these small ticky-tack violations? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely,
everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Are you getting killed out there by these local cops getting pulled over for these minor infractions? They turn your life upside down. Michael in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, great topic, man.
Hey, what happened to you?
This was a couple years ago before I had a car. I used to ride my bike everywhere, but I was riding down Washington Boulevard in Culver City and on the sidewalk, and the officer stops me and gives me a ticket for riding on the sidewalk and wearing my headphones, my little Sony earphones, while riding a bike.
You can't do that?
Apparently not. Apparently it's illegal to ride on the sidewalk and to wear the little headphones.
What did that cost you?
It was dismissed. I contested it, and the officer never showed. But get this.
Right.
Right after he gives me the ticket, I put the headphones back in and continue on my merry way, right? He's waiting for me two blocks down, gets out of the car, and comes at me again. And at this point, I get a little upset and start raising my voice. He puts me in cuffs, calls his supervisor, and then comes back and says, oh, my supervisor says I should just let you go.
Oh, wow. You know, that's a tough area. Those Culver City cops mean business.
Yeah, I guess they do. But it's a police state, man. You're right.
But didn't he understand? I mean, how old were you when you were on the bike? You weren't in your teens, right?
No. I was
30.
I'm late 30s. I'm 42, man. I'm same as you.
All right, so you're in your late 30s. You're on a bike.
Yeah.
You know, and
I got long hair. I have long hair, but I'm not.
No, what I'm saying. Listen to me.
I'm
listen
sober.
To me. All right, listen
I was
to me.
Sober.
I feel like giving you a ticket. But when a guy is in his 30s, late 30s, and he's on a bike, that means it didn't work out. He's either has too many DUIs. He's got long hair. He's not working out. He's trying to get around. The cops should leave these guys alone. It didn't work out for the guy. He's 38 on a bicycle. Stop hassling the guy. He's probably there because he's been hassled too much in his life. Just leave him leave him the hell alone. Let's talk to Andy in Long Beach. What happened to you, dude?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey. I was on a business trip at LAX and in one of those long-term parking spots. And come back late at night, look on my windshield, and I've got a ticket. It's a $40 ticket, and it's for not having a front license plate. And I'm sitting, like, nose-to-nose with another car when I left, and I noticed when I came back there was nobody there in front of me. So there was a cop that was going up and down each aisle, noticed I didn't have a front license plate, and said, hey, why not write a ticket and get an extra $40?
Yeah, and chances are that you probably didn't back into the spot. You pulled in the right way. You were in
exactly. Yeah. I pulled in nose to nose, and the chances of that one guy. And it was the day that I got back was the date on the ticket. So I was literally hours from pulling my car out without getting a ticket for that.
It sucks, dude. That's why you got it when you go to LAX. Never park in public parking. They'll rape you. It's too expensive. And they'll look for anything they can to give you another ticket while you're parked there. You got to go to like Wally Park or Park and Park and Ride, whatever that thing is.
Right.
Barking spot. But you got to go into these private places where the cops don't come in. They can't come in and give you a ticket in there.
Totally. And the funny thing is, like this license plate, I noticed that I remember running over something about 3 years ago, and I've never gotten a ticket driving around. Anything like that where it'd be very easy to see, and I'm sitting in a parking lot for a week.
It's a hassle. I mean, anybody who's law-abiding, they shouldn't give you a ticket for not having a front plate. If it's a gang member you did a drive-by and he doesn't have a front plate, yeah, maybe they give that guy a ticket for it.
Right.
But Jesus Christ, man. They're never going to lay off. Thank you for calling, Andy.
All right.
All right, there he goes, everybody. These guys are not going to lay off either. California is... They're $15 to $17 billion in debt. So these cops have been told to go out there and write these tickets, and they do. And they're going to make your life a living hell. All right? Lisa on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. It's your friend Lisa.
Hey, what's up with you, baby?
How's it going?
Not bad. What happened to you?
Well, everybody probably thinks I'm a loser because I always call in. It's like, get a life.
I
love to call you on my way home from L.A. down to Palm Springs.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
And I, too, I'm like you. I grew up there my whole life. I'm 43. I can't live there anymore. I can't take it, In fact, almost every other time I go, I...
All right, please, baby. Let's talk to Wade in L.A. Wade, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, how you doing?
All right.
Being a police officer in California, I admit there's some laws that are trivial and they're probably outdated. But on the most part, the tickets we write are legit and people are just upset and they're complaining because they're the ones screwing up and they're just getting caught.
Well, no, that's not true. I've been to court last week and the cop lied under oath twice to the judge.
Yeah, eventually, unfortunately, there are a few bad apples in the bunch.
But you know cops lie in traffic court.
Well, I wouldn't say they lie at all.
Well, I know that for a fact that one of them lied twice on my case, and it's going to cost me $4,000.
Well, unfortunately, like I said, there's always a few bad ones in the bunch. But
yeah, well, for most, I understand that. But listen, when you give a guy a ticket for going 41 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, or give a guy a ticket for riding a bike after he's had a couple of beers, it makes people effing crazy.
Yeah,
I know it's the law. I know it's the law, but have you ever given a DUI to a guy on a bike?
It's funny. No, I wouldn't do that because I figured the guy's smart enough not to drive his car and get on his bike.
There you go.
I agree. There are some stupid laws out there. I totally agree. But on the most part, when we write normal traffic tickets like running a stop sign, we get to hear every excuse and every lie from citizens when we're in court.
Right, but you guys are supposed to be above that.
Yes.
Let the citizens lie. Let these citizens lie about. But when they get into court, everybody should tell the truth in court.
Well, speaking for most of the cops in California that I know and everything, you know, we're not here to lie. And there, again, are a few bad seeds, you know, in every bunch.
But I mean, if you've heard some of the calls tonight, I mean, pulling a guy over because his brake lights are dim, that's ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah, I understand how it would be ridiculous to you, but what if you're the one that is following somebody with dim lights and you rear-end that guy because they weren't bright enough for you to see?
Well,
You probably want that guy sighted.
No, I wouldn't want that guy sighted at all. If I'm following that close, first of all, you know, with modern day streets here in Southern California, there's street lights that take care of most of it. I can see a car with no lights on. And these tickets, I tell you, Wade, I know you guys have a quota. I know you won't admit it either. But I know you guys have a quota that you got to write as many tickets as possible. And especially if you're in a cop car and you're looking to be like a motorcycle cop, like a traffic cop, you have to write a certain amount of tickets to get that promotion. I mean, I know. I've heard from these cops. I have friends who are cops. And I have a friend who is a detective with LAPD, and he personally called me and asked if I wanted to file a complaint against the cop who lied to me and the judge in court. And I said, complain? I said, I have 3 hours a night to complain on the air. What more? How much more complaining can I do? I'm not going to file a complaint against this guy. I don't want him to lose his job. He might have a kid or two. I just want him to stop hassling people for these small tickets.
Well, I don't think the hassling for the small tickets. I think if somebody legitimately breaks the law, they should be cited. But I think any officer that's willing to embellish or lie on the stand also needs to be dealt with. 100%.
Do you guys have a quota for tickets?
We do not have a quota, but you are correct in the fact that will it make you look good if you write more tickets? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But there's no toaster at the end of the day if you write 20 tickets a day.
I understand. But if you're in a patrol car and you want to be a motorcycle cop, you better write your ass your share of tickets or else you're not getting on that bike.
That's true. And one more thing is I know that we'd have a lot less tickets written in California and accidents if they only allowed the DMV test to be taken in English.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think there are a lot of people who are, you know, speak Spanish, who are decent drivers, and I'm not, you know, that's a whole new topic. But I think when you talk about, you know, like pulling over a guy, if you see a guy who's 38 years old on a bicycle, it's because life didn't work out. I mean, why hassle that guy?
Well, unfortunately, statistically, you see a 38-year-old guy on a bicycle. You know, most likely, depending on the areas, and he's probably could be, you know, under the influence or...
So what if he is?
Not of alcohol. No, I'm talking about dope, which leads to finding narcotics and paraphernalia and that kind of a thing. In my experience.
Yeah, you know what? What are you going to do? So what if you find marijuana on the guy? He's on a goddamn bike. He can't afford a car. Maybe he had his license taken from him. Maybe his insurance, was too expensive to pay. So he's on a bike. He's just trying to get around.
That's true, but he's still breaking the law. He's still got marijuana in his pocket.
All right, well, look, listen, wait. You can call up and you can complain that we're complaining about the cops, but if you keep pulling us over for these small fines, then we're going to do this every night on the air and blast away. I mean, that's just our way of being able to get even with you guys.
Oh, I totally agree. But remember, as long as people are breaking the law, we're going to keep writing tickets.
I know. Well, as long as you keep writing tickets for small infractions, people are going to be effing furious in this town, and eventually they're going to riot.
Yeah, totally true. And we can talk about it when we go to court.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Yeah, I still want these guys to be safe and not lose their jobs, but Christ almighty, just stop irritating us. You know, give us a ticket if we're going 50 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, but 41 and 35... Driving around on the sidewalk with a bike and headphones, your taillights too dim. What the hell's wrong with you people? All right, open phones at 10 o'clock, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If some of you guys want to hold on, we'll take some of these calls too, because I know people are irritated. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.